Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, I think you just take it drive by drive. The second drive, we went down the field again, and we had a, you know, interception. You know, 54 made a great play. I mean, it's just a great football play he made. So that stopped that drive. Then the next drive, we came out, we had two good plays, but, we get two delay of games, So we're trying to crowd noise. We're trying to, signal some things or change plays or whatever we were trying to do, and we took the delay of games, unfortunately, and there really weren't circumstances where we wanted to take timeouts there because you're going to need those timeouts. Thought we could overcome them, and we almost did, but then we got another delay game. So that's really out of character for us. I mean, I can't remember the last time we really had delay of game penalties. That's never been something that's been an issue for us. So that's surprising, but we've got to deal with it. We got to handle it.
That was John Harbaugh talking about what happened with his offense following a very pretty game-opening drive where the Ravens went 9 plays, 70 yards for a touchdown in just under 5.5 minutes. The next 4 offensive drives, Jason, interception, punt, turnover on downs, and a fumble. And we were talking earlier prior to the calls about just the up and down of this running attack where it's feast or famine. They either break off a big chunk run or they do nothing because they're averaging yards per carry, still the best, most explosive runs, but you're 28th in success rate when you run the football. Other things, and this goes hand in hand with the rushing attack, Jason, their third down average that they face is 8 full yards, which is the 4th longest average distance in the NFL on third downs. Why? Because you're having those negative plays or those plays for 1 or 2 yards on first and second down.
Yeah, look, their ability to win on early downs now is going to be further compromised if Ronnie is out for some period of time. And I'd have to think now, not practicing, trying to get through that game, barely getting through much of that game. I have a hard time thinking that he is a go, at least for this week. It's going to require another recalibration. No Ricard, no Ronnie Stanley, likely still maybe more of a decoy than a true downfield threat, and a defense that you might need to score even against a Houston offense that doesn't present much to this point. I mean, you still might need 28 points to win this game. I don't know.
I touched on this a little bit last week during TMI, but one of the many superpowers of this offense last year was they were spectacular in the red zone. They punched it in 74.2% of the time, by far and away the best in all of football. This year, and you go back to Harbaugh settling for that field goal to make it 27-13, that was in the red zone. They're 19th in red zone offense, Jason, and I think there's a lot of different things you could point to, whether it's play calling,
they
not having Derrick
cute.
Henry in there. Exactly. Derrick Henry throwing a pass going back to Monday against the Lions. And then also I think that's where you miss Patrick Ricard as well.
Yes. It's funny, like Ricard had to kind of beg and grovel, and that thing played out in a really weird way for a guy who we thought was uniquely important to what they do. And boy, is everybody finding that out, including a 31-plus-year-old running back who they were real eager to pay again. The solutions are getting trickier for Monken. I said it before. I feel like the walls are closing in a little bit. And now Houston's another team with a lot of speed on defense. And if they're not worried about Remember how the Ravens road grading with Ricard and jumbo tackles, yep. right? On they don't Christmas. Even have five offensive linemen. They think they've got six or seven who can come in and do the job. I'm just not sure of. So if they don't have to worry about the heavy stuff killing them, they're going to be able to spy Lamar. They're going to be able, if Lamar plays and if Lamar is even somewhat compromised, and that makes it even easier. But there's a template there that I think certain teams can replicate. D'Amico Ryans, a former linebacker himself, I think they can replicate that. So now Bateman isn't really that active because seven-step drops are gone. You know, Zay will get his stuff underneath. Andrews can move the chains, but you don't have to fear the explosive element. You don't have to fear getting road graded on early downs. If that's the case, you might hear Harb's throwing shade at Monk. Not just after that game, but after some other ones. Because this is getting tougher and tougher to solve.
Something we saw the Chiefs do a lot was send the house yesterday, Jason. They were blitzing the hell out of Lamar Jackson and company, and Lamar was pressured on 48.1% of his dropbacks. That's the highest pressure rate he's faced in a game since week 4, 2023. And you mentioned the sack differential. Lamar was sacked 23 times all last year. Lamar's been sacked 15 times. Only Cam Ward has been sacked more, and he's got 30 more pass attempts. So Lamar's 12.6% sack rate is the worst in the NFL. And that's not all on the offensive line. And Lamar has to own some of that too.
Yeah. I mean, if you factor in Cooper Rush and just play it as a team, they're over 12%. True Media has them second worst in the NFL in sack percentage allowed. True Media also has them bottom five in the NFL in pressures allowed. Lamar's slash Rush are being pressured on over 43% of their dropbacks. And look, Lamar is holding the ball too long, and Lamar has been frustrated by some of what's happened.
These past couple games have definitely the most frustrated you've seen in a while. Slamming the helmet
after the fumble. Yes. Tossing the helmet sort of in disgust.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've seen Lamar meltdown. We've seen Henry meltdown. We've seen Harbs kind of call out his coordinator, who's done a hell of a job after a game. And that's on the side of the ball that's supposed to be the good side.
Coming up at 4:15, we talked about the offense. Can they fix this defense? They were able to somehow fix it last year. Is it fixable this year? At 4:30, we're going to get back into Mike Elias and the season-ending press conference, but focus more on the young guys. And Mike Elias was asked about the team struggling to hit, especially after the trade deadline.
They'll be fine, Bone.
But coming up next, it's Jonas Schaefer, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Is this team capable of digging out of this 1-3 hole? Jonas is going to tell us next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.